So, for instance, this guy is in Project Gotham 2. So if I click in on his name, I can click Join Friends Game. Yeah. It's going to tell me to insert the disc.
Okay.
That's great. It pops it out. I put another one in. Away, I can instantly join his game.
But do I join his game in the middle of the game? Or
it depends where they are. So usually I go into... It depends what the game is. Some games have lobbies. Some you have to wait till the game ends, and you're kind of in this dead zone mode where you're seeing them play, and then after they're done. So it really depends up to the particular the game developer how they implement that.
Oh, wow.
But the beauty and the real ribbon that holds everything together is the friends list, because you can really see what everyone's doing. They can tell you if they're available, if they've got voice on, if they're offline. So you can really see what's going on. With our August release, or excuse me, with the release we did in April, and the games are coming out in August, one of them is Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow, you're able to set up games and have clans and send text messaging and voice messaging back and forth, so it's a much richer environment.